Our first scripture reading is taken from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 21 to 27. Joel 2, 21 to 27, Word of God. Be afraid, O land, be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animals, for the open pastures are green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sent you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floor will be filled with grain, overflowing and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. Locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm. My great army that I sent among you. You will eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God. It worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. This is the end of the first lesson.
The second reading is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 to 20. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 to 20. Shall we hear the word of God? I rejoice, Lord, that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have concerned. You have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to contend whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering and an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here ends the second scripture.
Let's all be standing for the scripture that is chosen for this day. John chapter 6, reading from verse 26 to 35. The scripture, the gospel appointed for this day, is taken from the gospel according to St. John chapter 6, verse 26 to 35. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then ask him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, what miraculous sign that will you give that we may see it and believe you, what will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who have given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives his life to the world. Say, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. The word of God. Please sit down even as we get an anthem from our church choir.
Beloved in Jesus Christ, let me ask you a question. Those of Lord, because of the performance or because you heard the words and words talk to you. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we want to thank God once again for giving us a chance to be in his presence this morning and to listen to his word. Once again, he has proved himself to be faithful. He has the reins this. Some of us, it was not going to be possible for us to come. But here we are, we have come. Because God is God. It's our annual harvest and Thanksgiving Sunday. And the theme for our consideration this morning is to supply all your needs. Philippians 4 and verse number 19. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, anytime we talk about, we're talking about the gathering of crops, which was the most important season. These Israelites were dependent on their harvest for livelihood. Genesis 45 and verse 6. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, therefore, should teach children how to dignify action. Job 5 and verse 5. Harvest, quote unquote, trash 1 and verse number 33. Brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 9:3, quote, God in the harvest suggested abounding joy. Again, according to Isaiah 18, verse number 4 and verse number 5, the expression, quote, a cloud of dew in the heart of harvest, unquote, spoke of the calm of summer approaching harvest season to illustrate the Lord's waiting quietly for his people. Jesus frequently referred to the harvest of souls. And looking at Isaiah 9, verse number 3, the prophet was talking about God opening up a new future for the humble, where gloom had previously existed. Isaiah 20, verse number 19. This new joy finds expression in the transformation which has come to the people who were in the joy. So it was the joy of the people that God was seeking after. The light has shined upon them. And there the prophet Joel, in the first reading, talked about God going to remove the invader or the locusts. He's going to remove from the land locusts. Then God will restore their vegetation, vine, olive trees, and grain. The consequent arresting of the full judgment upon the people brought forth a loud claim, quote, for the Lord has done great things, unquote. The passage in Joel is a hymn celebrating the return of the blessed of the life after a period of desolation and threatened starvation. This hymn, Joel 2, 21 to 23, was a substance and nice for what the Lord had done. The prophet of the land, the prophet, said to the people to rejoice and great. Once more, the command to rejoice and the beasts not to fear, because the path have been revived. Fruit appearing on the trees and vine trees are bending low with their gifts. brothers and sisters in the Lord, the sons of Zion land, who were in the chorus of grateful song to the Lord. He has brought the early and late rain, and the prophet was talking about the regularity, the rain, and the righteousness of God. Both proactive in response to the repentance of the people and their restoration to covenant fellowship. Brothers and sisters, there would be plenty in the land. The treasures will be with grains and bumper harvests. Their wine presses, there will be more than enough, for they shall eat to their full satisfaction. As a result of this, praise the name of the Lord. Praise for this. Praise according to his excellent grace. Psalm 15 says, the Psalm asks question 1. Where is the Lord to be praised? And the answer is, what is the sanctuary in Jerusalem in heaven? Question number 2. Why is the Lord to be praised? The answer is, the Lord is to be for his mercy, history, and for the greatness of his character revealed thereby. Question 3. How is the Lord praised? The answer is, all musical instruments and human voices. And question number 4. By whom is the Lord to be praised? And the answer is very simple. The Lord is all human beings and the whole universe. This is the joy that the apostle talked about in the second reading. Philippians 4 and verse number 10 to 19. Paul talked about his partnership and that of the Philippians in the gospel, especially their financial support through Epaphroditus. My brothers and sisters, we are told and we've been told time and again that the church in Philippi was a very poor church. But through the years, with other Macedonian churches giving beyond their resources, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 1 to verse 5, and looking at the status of the Philippians in Philippi and their willingness to support, the apostle saw himself as a great receiver to express his gratitude to friends from thinking that he was badly in need. For poor brothers, poor plenty, makes no difference. He has learned the secret of facing both without the strategy of faith and in his trust in God. Paul showed his emotions, love and sensitive commitment, what the Philippians had done as God's people. In verse 19, Paul's emphasis was on the fact that his needs and wants to financial strain on the church's resources. And yet, the main cause Paul rejoicing in verse number 10 was that he had been fully met. Rather, he perceived a gift from the Philippians was an act of worship, pleasing to God, and hope that God would bless them in return. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, Paul was simply saying this: the gift that was brought to him was more than the human gift. It was a fragrant offering, sacrifice acceptable and pleasing. The early church recognized and regarded a gift to an apostle as a gift to God, whose ambassador he was. In effect, Paul was saying to the Philippians, quote, the gift of yours is pleasing, and the God who values it will not forget the gift. Brothers and sisters, Paul then said, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, unquote. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, there are two things we can talk about this morning. Miracle and hearing the word of God. These days, people are fighting. They want miracles. So they go wherever they are told that there will be miracles, they go. But without hearing the word of God, how do you expect miracles to happen? Brothers and sisters, the apostle Paul was off the lives of the people in Philip. And all that was done, my God is going to supply every need of his riches in glory in Christ. If you read the third reading, that is the gospel reading. The people followed Jesus because of the wonders, even the wonders, because Jesus had fed the 5,000, and the people were following the wonders. They are paranoid. And today, people are making Jesus a paranoid. They come to Jesus because of what they want to receive from God. But just knowing your motive, said, you are not coming because of the things you are seeing. You are coming because I fed the 5,000. And you are looking for more food to eat. Sisters, today we are gathered in the presence of God because we are celebrating our annual harvest. When we talk about harvest, we are saying that we have seen all that the Lord has done for us. We know that our God is one God. And he has done so much for us in this life. So we are celebrating our annual harvest. Brothers and sisters, all that we are saying is God we want to account for worship. That's why we have come. If you saw the parable of talents, the first one came and the owner asked him. But he said, God, Lord, Master, you gave me five. I've succeeded in adding five. And then the master said, the second one came and said, you gave me adding two. Then the master said, well done. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have come to tell God how much he has given to us. And what, how much we have given to us. So this is not a question of struggling with yourself, struggling with the church. Over the years, we have developed and devised, employed many strategies, getting money from people. Our handkerchief, come. Those with black shoes, come. Those with red shoes, come. We've done all this, and when the integrity of God, as if God is not capable of doing his own thing, he has given you it or not. Whether you, he, today is a day of accountability. My brothers and sisters, what else? Just look within you and tell God, you five. I've added five. Here you are with your ten. And then others say, well done. Others is in Paul, the Philippian church. Out of their poverty, they were out. It means that God will always have to give to him. Brothers and sisters, to give to God will not change character. And earlier to give to God will not change who God. Remember something came to me. Also, if you are teaching us on tithing because of that thing, we will not pay, oh, my friend, whether you pay or not. God will glorify him. God has called us this morning to account for what he has given to us. And the apostle said, my God, we give you supply. All your needs, your material needs, financial needs, your everything. You see, sometimes we place certain things above God. Your relationship with your spouse, your children, above God. Your problem is that you are dealing with a God that will be mocked. He's a God. And he's giving you the assurance. Just like he gave the Israelites assurance during the period of Job that your bones will overflow. Harvest. You are going to rejoice. Brothers, rejoice this morning because our God is here. Our God is willing to supply according to his riches. All your financial needs and all your material needs. Brother, I've told you to say maybe the last time. About the man who was fired from his employment. And this man lost control over everything. He's been fired. Fired, you know what it means. It means bread. This to the beach, Los Angeles beach, to have a walk and to reflect. He went. And then I was walking, he realized there was a strawberry. Then he said, let me pick this bottle, see. He picked, and there was a small note in the bottle. He said, well, let me see what is there. Then he brought the bottle. And that small note is, whoever finds this note in my property. The man was not fired from work. How would he find his way to Los Angeles Beach? But you see, the bottle was thrown inside his lot years earlier. Because of this man, the bottle traveled the North Atlantic Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean down Miami or out there in Canada, I don't know. But the bottle found its way to Los Angeles Beach because of this man. You don't know. God is working yourself for arithmetic, you don't know. All that you need to do is, God, here I am. Use me. Whatever you have given to me, take. So if you decide not to give Kwenge today, that is your problem. Kwenge will not change plan yet. All that I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, the Philippians, you do. So make yourself available. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through you so that God bless them. Let it be you forever. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.